Señor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My delegation congratulates you on having assumed the chairmanship of this meeting of states parties in 2018, and we wish you every success in carrying out this task, assuring you that we shall work constructively for a successful outcome to this meeting. Cuba fully endorses the statement made by the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela on behalf of the states members of the Non-Aligned Movement. In our national capacity, we would now like to share a few ideas with you. Mr. Chairman, the aspiration of the international community to adopt a legally binding multilateral protocol to strengthen the Convention on Biological Weapons and to guarantee its comprehensive and balanced implementation has been postponed since 2001. In this way, a project on the brink of completion was abandoned, following several years of hard work. This unjustified and unilateral breakdown in the consensus that existed at that time has kept us for more than 17 years in a state of lamentable inertia. Cuba considers that adopting a protocol would be the only truly effective and sustainable way of strengthening the Convention and guaranteeing its strict implementation, bearing in mind the mandate given by the conference in 1994 and the subsequent work by the ad hoc group. In accordance with the mandate of the 8th Review Conference, this year we have met in the format of expert groups to look at five essential themes, yet the results are limited. We take note of the report submitted by the chairman of the various working groups, and we recommend that as part of the results of this meeting, that it be possible to identify by consensus the most effective way of identifying a comprehensive and balanced means of strengthening the Convention before the 9th Review Conference. We reaffirm the importance of preserving the key role of review conferences in decision-making within the review process of the Convention on Biological Weapons. We hope that the meeting of the states parties will make it possible to adopt financial measures by consensus, making it possible to guarantee the sustainability of the work on this important convention without at all limiting the rights of states members. Mr. Chairman, promoting international cooperation without restrictions or unilateral and discriminatory limitations for the benefit of the economic and technological development of states parties, particularly developing countries, is indispensable to meet the current challenges. We highlight the need to act immediately for the full and effective implementation of Article 10 in the face of the absence of a legally binding multilateral protocol to strengthen compliance with the Convention and to put an end to unilateral and discriminatory measures taken by certain states parties. The implementation of Article 10 by programs oriented towards the exchange of scientific knowledge and capacity building is insufficient to guarantee full international cooperation as required under this article. For this reason, we reiterate the relevance of the plan of action proposed by MNOAL for this purpose. Also, we wish to remind you of the proposal of the Non-Aligned Movement submitted at the 8th Review Conference in order to establish a standing committee of cooperation, including a mechanism for dispute settlement in the context of Article 10. Also, we highlight the control of exports within the framework of BTWC as an important step forward in eliminating all the restrictions to the free exchange of equipment, material, and scientific and technological information concerning the use of biological agents and toxins for peaceful purposes. Also, the new advances made in science and technology should be examined in the context of the Biological Weapons Convention, bearing in mind their dual use, and not making implementation depend upon this or limiting exchanges for peaceful purposes. For this reason, we repeat, it is necessary to reduce the growing gaps between developed and developing countries in the field of biotechnology, genetic engineering, microbiology, and other related areas. Cuba wishes to highlight the fact that the main obstacle faced for international cooperation and assistance in the sphere of biological activities is the blockade against Cuba. I wish to conclude, Mr. Chairman, by emphasizing the firm commitment of the Republic of Cuba to the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of the Convention on Biological Weapons in all of its aspects. Thank you very much.